Project Sapien is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in the law enforcement and military communities in conversations we all know we need to have. All opinions you hear are our own and are protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. They in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised.
Project Sapient is back.
It is back. The number one law enforcement military podcast back for season three. Huge thanks to our tens of thousands of listeners. We heard you, and we are not just back. We are bringing the heat this season. It would not be possible without our partners and all of our supporters, starting off with our good friends at AAA Police Supply. Our law enforcement listeners out there listening and needing one-stop shop for duty gear, you need to look no further. Head to AAAPoliceSupply.com and use the code HYBRID10 for 10% off every order you make. We also want to thank our friends over at the Havoc Journal, the voice of the veteran community, focusing on current affairs and articles of interest to the public in general, but the veteran community specifically. For independent news that gets to the facts on everything from geopolitics, science and tech, to finance, to contemporary affairs, and God forbid, even some entertainment, head over to HavocJournal.com, as well as our good friends and partners there at the Profiles in Havoc podcast. We also want to thank our friends at the Second Mission Foundation. Their mission: educate, elevate, and advocate for our service community, helping them find their second mission after government service. Heading over to secondmissionfoundation.org will get you even more information. Big thanks to your good buddies and all of our friends at 22 Mohawks, combating veteran suicide by providing assistance to veterans needing help and navigating the re-entry into the civilian world when they return home from duty. Learn more about everything they're doing out there in the community at 22mohawks.com. We also want to thank Viking Tactics, the best tactical gear anywhere, from battle belts to slings and everything in between. Kyle Lamb's company's got an elite selection of high-quality, battle-proven tactical gear guaranteed to be ready when you need it every single time the job calls for it. Check them out at VikingTactics.com. And of course, we want to thank our good friends at the Overwatch Project. We all know suicide is often an impulsive decision, and firearms are the most lethal tool. Overwatch Project is aiming to put some time and distance between our person in crisis and that tool by doing one simple thing: just fucking asking the question, do you have a plan for your firearms when you're in that dark place? Can we make one together? And will you be my buddy and help me with the same? Head over to overwatchproject.org for more information on how to form workable plans of action and how to just fucking ask. Boom, Iman. Here we go, man. Season three. Ready to go.
Wait, you, Pete sounds different. No, I'm just kidding.
Pete does sound different.
It's not Pete. So
Pete sounds far less attractive.
Well, Pete did have a quite the voice for radio. It's like listening to Barry White.
It was soothing, but I, as everyone has figured out, I am not Pete.
No. So we took a little year off hiatus. Pete asked me to share a little bit of news with y'all. He was seriously injured at work, dealing with a situation, and has not been to work since. So been a lot going on with him, but he is in good spirits and says hello to everybody and thoughts and prayers regarding his recovery. Hopefully he'll be out of the woods sooner rather than later. So with that said, plenty of emails and DMs and text messages. And even when I went across the country training other officers, actually I was asked numerous times, when is the podcast coming back? When's the podcast coming back? So I heard everybody and now we're back. So
we are back.
I did speak with Pete, obviously, since one of the OGs, so to speak. And he agreed, yes, let's keep the podcast going, and we are here. And when I went and thought about who would be awesome for this podcast, I looked no further than Jake. So Jake, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. The reality is Pete has some massive shoes for me to try to fill, and there's probably no way I'm going to do it even close to as well as he could. So if I can even come close, I'm going to be happy. But yeah, all thoughts are with Pete and his family and everybody. Hopefully we can get him back, not just back to work, but also even back on the podcast would be so awesome. But massive shoes to fill. And I'm so grateful I got the opportunity to do this with you, Iman. And for folks that don't know, my name's Jake, and Iman and I go back a bit, to say the least, working together on a few projects on the side long, long time ago, and then kind of coming full circle now on the podcast. Super excited to be here with that. Former law enforcement myself. And as Iman said, it's the greatest job in the world. You get first, you know, front row tickets to the greatest circus there is. And unfortunately, what they don't tell you in all of the academy classes and briefings is if you have to rely on your body for your job, that might not go the way you want it to. And so for me, my timeline was a heck of a lot shorter than I wanted it to be. But you know, a couple years in the dark places, and then kind of picked my head up, and thanks to our mutual partner, Gabe, pulled my head out of my ass, honestly. And he got me plugged in with you and some other folks to kind of get things back and going, and have been in that training space now for the better part of the last 12 years with our law enforcement and military folks, and thoroughly enjoy it. Miss every day on the job, but loved every second of it. Nobody could tell me it's not the greatest job on earth. If you don't think it's for you, you're probably a firefighter, which is totally fine too. But Sparkies, I absolutely loved my time. If I could wave a magic wand, I'd be back in the car right now, but can't. So the next best thing is gonna be sit down and talk with all the folks here on the podcast with you and the folks that we train and we work with, and try to stay as relevant as possible. And if I have any insight, you know, after so many laps around the sun to offer, hopefully it's something worth taking home once a week. And maybe I get one little kernel in there, and, you know, but honestly, it's incredibly fulfilling for me to be in this chair. I get a chance to, you know, have these great conversations with the folks like we've got coming up this year, plus everybody we talked to in the last year, and just purely selfish reasons. You know, I can't think of a better thing to be doing on my weekends and weekdays than hanging out and talking a little shit with one of my best friends.
Oh yeah.
So, there you go.
It's awesome, man. But you know what, one thing that Jake, you know, that he helps a lot of first responders and military with is, workouts and programming, and he's super smart at it, and you will hate him for the rest of the time that you work.
Also,
you
know, true.
Take his programming and you work out. And yes, many of times, I have yelled Jake's name out, not in bed. All right. At the gym.
That's a different podcast.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Sorry. But yeah, no, he, you know, it just really, really good. And it all makes sense. So it's not your typical, I'm going to tear my ligament because I got to do 72 fricking snatches, you know, type workouts. It's for your job, whether you're SWAT, firefighter, military, ranger, SF, whatever profession you're in, he will tailor that workout to that profession. So it's a lot of functional fitness, a lot of high heart rates, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. You know, a lot of really good stuff. And, you know, in my year, hiatus, I guess, in 2023, cause I think the last episode was October of 2022, and beginning of 2023, actually, I got promoted to sergeant. So I've been getting used to that, that world of being a sergeant, patrol sergeant. So I'm no longer doing the cool stuff up at detectives or the task force, which is fine. You know, next level, just moving on. And, so myself, Jake, and, the third stooge in our group,
the third amigo,
Gabe, who, if you have not met him, he has really wavy long hair and it is amazing. And he totally sounds like a California surfer. So yeah,
100%, or the exact opposite. If Rambo and GI Joe had a baby, it would be Gabe, and his babysitter would have been Arnold from Commando. Like, yeah,
that is true. So, so you know, Gabe, he is about to retire from Special Forces, or he is actually now. He's towards the end of the year. So,
yep,
all he's known is 20 years of GWAT. So he is. A rarity in the Special Forces community for the job that he did. You know, myself, Jake, and Gabe, you know, I mean, this was even before 2022. We were talking about the best way to train police officers across the country and what's lacking and what's this and what's that. And that's where we came up with you know, Jake loves his acronyms just like the Army. He came up with SIT, and it is stress inoculation training and tactics. And
yeah, buddy,
my God, did we create something that I get jealous every time we teach it and the officers go through it. And I'm like, God damn, why can't I do this right now?
Yep. You know, well, why couldn't I have done this in my physical prime when I could have kicked some more ass?
Oh, I know. Like, right.
Yeah. It's killer.
42 years killer. Old. I don't move like when I was in 20, I get reminded of that every time, but yeah. it was
every morning you get up and the Advil hit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's the thing, you know, with the training we've been doing across the country. I mean, you know, we went out to California, did a beta test on it beginning of 2023. They absolutely loved it. The agency we went to, then we tried it in your neck of the woods, Jake, you know, yep. and we did an all female Leo only
yep.
version of
huge.
It. They were awesome at it. They loved it. It involves a lot of neurological and physiological approaches to training of officers, police officers. And that's one thing I found lacking in the patrol side of things. Not enough stress exposure training, not enough stress inoculation training. You may see it or get it during the academy, but that'd probably be the last time you'll ever see it. And this profession, you know, whether you have 1 year on or 25 years on, you need to work on your stress exposure. You need to work in that environment of stress because, you know, just like the other day, most of the day was nice and quiet. And all of a sudden it was balls to the wall. All right. It happens.
Full go.
All right. And that's the training. That's what the training is about. It's about being able to regulate yourself during those peak times under stress. And I mean, the training has been awesome and it's always developing because new research comes out and we constantly update it. And it got so popular around certain circles that May 4th and 5th, here's an announcement for y'all. May 4th and 5th, we're going to be at SIG Academy up in Epping, New Hampshire for a yep. class. We're still taking, you know, signups. We've got like 6, 7, 8 seats left. We're trying to actually open it up to allow maybe 10 more total, but that we got to talk to SIG and that's going to be more yeah. on our side to make sure that we can actually, we have the bandwidth to be able to do it. So sign up. We will add the link to the show notes. Jake will take care of all that.
Yep.
And sign up. You guys, it's going to be, we partnered with BJJ Cops, Brennan De Oliveira. Awesome dude. The guy is worldwide now, right, Jake, in terms of teaching?
He's Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull, take a back seat. Brennan is just taking the new top spot for Mr. Worldwide. He is, that guy literally, I don't think he, maybe 2 weeks out of the year, he's not traveling on weekends.
I know.
Literally, like not figurative at all. I don't think he's even home 2 weekends out of the year. He is all over the place all the time.
Yep.
The SIG Academy training is going to be next level. I mean, nobody's done anything like this before. It's SIG has come through with so much support for us, all the firearms, all the ammo.
Yeah.
If you need a holster, cause you're, you know, your agency's Glock or Smith or whatever,
they will that's provide fine.
They will provide it. All you got to do is come in one with your gear, anything you work in, bring it. That's what we want in because we're going to have live fire, combatives, cuffing, force on force, vehicle extractions. But let me go back to the force on force, the fun part, the part that everybody wants to do. It's like, yeah, we're simming it up. It's going to be freaking amazing. But SIG has been so overwhelmingly supportive with everything. Literally all you need to do is come in your gear. If you're not running a SIG right now, that's fine. Don't worry about it. You can leave that at home, bring everything else. They will kit you out with whatever handgun or rifle setup you need, and they're going to have it all. And it's going to be unbelievable. May 4th and 5th is going to be next level. I have no doubt there's going to be people that are going to be kicking themselves when they miss it, because it's, I mean, not that we're not going to do it again, because we are, but
yeah,
this it's Candyland. It's playtime for everybody. That all you have to show up with is an open mind and a positive attitude of learning.
Because
if you're a rock star, we want to learn from you, but we're still going to push you. We're going to test you. And if you don't know anything, if you're 2 years on the job, if you're a year on the job, if you just got out of academy, sign up and show up, you're going to get better. It's not a smoke fest.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And you will be humbled. I guarantee it. Whether you are the most in shape dude possible. We've tested. That's why we did with the beta test. We had the most fit officers to the most unfit officers, and the fit officers, they felt it. All right. Yep. And it, again, it's not a smoke session by any means. It is basically triggering, I'm doing air quotes, triggering that physiological response when you're under stress. And then you learn so much about yourself after that. And that's where it comes in, where how you work out or how you train your mind really shows. I mean, we had this one kid, young cop, bodybuilder. He had no gas in the tank, he realized. You know, real
he looked
quick.
Good in his uniform. Oh, yeah. I mean, he looked really good in that uniform.
Yeah. I mean, ripped, you know, veins popping out, all that good stuff. But he realized that all that physique really didn't do much when it came time for the real stuff. So he learned that very, very quickly. And again, humbled, right? And realized that he needs to make some changes. And that's what it is. I mean, we had a very unfit officer who realized, wow, I need to make changes. And that's what it is. It's about positive changes. It's not about, you know, tearing you down or anything like that. It's just basically helping and coaching, because that's what we do. I don't see myself, and neither does Jake or Gabe. We don't see ourselves as, like, quote unquote instructors. You know, I say, you know, we're developers, we're coaches. I'm not here to instruct you. You already know what you're supposed to do. Like, you know, at these agencies we went to, we didn't show them how to clear rooms. Like, you know, that stuff you already should know. We might help you in case you are too new. Absolutely. And, you know, you're too new and you're still getting your feet wet. We'll help you along. But if you're a veteran officer and you know what you're doing, we're not going to really change anything. You're going to just do what you do, and that's it. So BJJ Cops, and then also my favorite honey badger.
Yes.
Ashley Cummins of OTX is also going to be there working with Brennan. And for those who don't know her, look her up, because she is 110 pounds of fury. Yeah. And no better feeling or hearing her say, elbow him in the face. Yeah. Like you're like, oh, okay. We're at that level now. So, but she's awesome. She's been through a lot. I think she has
extremely high mileage experience as a uniformed officer. She's an incredible wealth of knowledge. And quite frankly, if you're the biggest, I mean, physically biggest person in the room, she's the only person you should be working with, because she has no size to her advantage. Everything has to be technique and tactically driven. She is ruthless on that front. And if you want to get better, she's the one to listen. I mean, that's why we have her with us. Yeah, I mean, she's the foremost expert. It's unbelievable what she's capable of.
I mean, that's the thing. When we were putting together this training, you know, Jake, first individual he thought of was Ashley. Hey, I'm going to give her a call. And I called her and I spoke to her for quite a bit. And I'm like, yeah, she is the fit, because the way I felt was, if anyone was to be an instructor / coach of what we do, of our training company, you need to have done some stuff. I'm not taking the 30-year retired, you know, never did a thing in their entire career type officer, because that's not the one to share experiences with. I want the officers and the veterans who've actually been there, done that, battle tested, who can attest to the training. And that's the biggest thing that I, you know, myself, Jake, Gabe put together, is just this idea that you need to be battle tested to join this group. And for this training, it will teach you so much about yourself that you will go back home scratching your head and trying to figure out what other changes you need to make. But anyways, so I'm excited. Jake's excited. Gabe's excited. Super pumped. All excited for it. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time. And kind of the next item I want to go through is AAA Police Supply. Awesome, awesome family-owned police supply business. Those in the New England area know them very well. They've been in business for a long time. And, you know, we have partnered with them. They gave us a coupon code, HYBRID10. based off the name of our training company. So we have Project Sapient, but the training company is called Hybrid Wolf Blue Line Strategies. And those who have listened to the podcast and read my stuff long enough know what my philosophy is about hybrid wolves. And if you have not, if you're a new listener, just go back and listen or read my stuff on Havoc Journal, and you'll see what my philosophy is. But AAA Police Supply, I'll put it up on the camera. So they gave us Yetis.
Yes,
they gave us this hat. And these cool Blauer pocket knives. And the first five people that email us, projectsapient2020@gmail.com, the first five, you're going to get a little package from us. Well, I'm Lebanese. It'll be a big package for me, but kidding. I kid. Yeah. Well, there you go. We got Jake purring. Never mind. but no, we'll put this in a package for you and I'll get it right out to you, because that's actually, we've had a couple officers I've actually met and I was training. They actually mentioned that,
They requested your package.
No, yeah, well, that.
Oh, okay.
And they and no, he said, one of the officers said that, hey, I got your care package. I was one of the ones that emailed you that got your care package, and you know, it was really cool. So AAA is going to be supplying us with all kinds of goodies to give away. So first five listeners, projectsapient2020@gmail.com, send me your name, agency, and an address, and I'll send it right to you. No big deal.
Yeah. And we're going to do more of that this season too. We're up in the bar. I mean, you guys already set a bar extremely high, but we decided, let's push it a little bit further.
Yeah, we're going to push it.
Make it better.
By the way, go through the guest list, Jake.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Let's go through the guest list and yeah, go ahead.
So in no particular order, just because everyone's schedules are all over the place, but we got Mike Malpass coming in to talk about his two books. I think that's going to be our first episode, actually.
Yes.
Mike is one of the industry leading experts on neurophysiology and stress with officers specifically. And he's done 30 years of research in the field with this. I mean, and developed policy from local all the way up to federal. Mike's awesome. We got Mike coming in. We got Charles Faint, Havoc Journal and Second Mission Foundation, owner, founder, and all full-time writer, podcast host. I mean, Charlie does everything over there.
He's
such an awesome guy. Can't wait to talk to him. We got Chuck Ritter, Green Beret, Sergeant Major. What else is there to talk about with him other than resilience? I mean, that guy, if you don't know who Chuck Ritter is, go Google video of him getting lit up by a PKM and then keeping on and keep fighting. That guy's a fucking badass. Yeah. I am super pumped to talk with Chuck again. And then Dr. Kate Pat, neurophysiology of stress is what we're going to talk about with her. See a common theme here, stress and law enforcement and military. Weird. Strange. Almost like they go hand in hand. But Dr. Kate Pat's going to come on. We got our good buddy Kyle Lamb coming back again.
Hell,
we're going to talk
about
all the cool shit going on with Viking Tactics. He's making knives now. Like, he's in this forge making his own knives. I mean, which is just terrifying to think. Like, he's
like
going to stab me with something. he's going to stab me with something not even on the shelf. This is going to be great.
Exactly.
Awesome. No, we got Kyle Lamb coming in. We got Brennan De Oliveira with BJJ Cops. We're going to talk with Brennan if we can pin him down for more than 5 seconds. That guy works all the time. But we're going to talk with Brennan. You already kind of hinted at it too. We got Ashley coming in. Ashley Cummins, our good friend, the Honey Badger, pro MMA fighter, law enforcement officer, combative curriculum developer. Ashley is a wealth of knowledge. I don't want to give away any of her stories by any means, but when she starts to tell some of them, people's jaws drop. They're just like, wait, you were where? You did what with who and how? Holy shit. Ashley is awesome. I can't wait to have Ashley. And then a good buddy of ours, a guy I've known for a long time, Corey Gilday, a tactical strength and conditioning coach. He was doing tactical strength for the U.S. Air Force back in the day and then went over to as head strength and conditioning for Texas A&M. And now he's the director of athletic performance for Triple Canopy in Baghdad. So Triple Canopy, you guys can go Google the etymology of that name, where they came from, a couple different iterations of Triple Canopy back in the day as contractors go with DOJ, but they have now taken the next step with contracting and security services, and they are literally treating their staff and their employees like professional athletes. And they hired Corey to come in and set up and stand up an athletic performance and tactical strength and conditioning program in Baghdad. So we're going to get Corey on the phone from Baghdad. It's a little bit of a commute to bring him in studio, but we're going to have Corey to chat with and do that guy. Corey knows his shit. It's going to be awesome talking to him. We got Casey Woods from Overwatch Project is going to come join us at some point. Another one like Brennan, if we can actually pin her down. I don't know what the schedule is going to be, but we're going to figure out a way to talk to her and get her at least for one episode, if not more, talk about Overwatch Project. and all the work that they're doing to combat suicide with our military and veterans, and of course law enforcement, and the use of firearms in those attempts, and how we can help create distance and space between those with all sorts of different tools. And those tools are available at overwatchproject.org, and we're definitely going to talk about that throughout the season, and also with Casey directly, because she is a rock star. You've gotten to spend some time with her. I mean, her only two speeds are full speed and full speed faster. She doesn't stop. She doesn't quit. She is on a mission. And I am super pumped that we get a chance to talk with Casey. And then we're going to talk with Ed Soares and Jocelyn. And I mean, this one's going to be extremely unique. I don't think I've ever heard another law enforcement podcast or military podcast where you've got husband, wife, you know, partners at home that are also both law enforcement officers, and not just law enforcement officers, kick-ass, badass, with a shit ton of, I mean, for lack of a better term, law enforcement celebrity.
Yeah.
Ed, as he would say, is Duke's chauffeur.
Yeah.
So Ed Soares of Canine Duke fame. They were the Yukanupa dog trials for the police dogs a few years ago in the championships. Canine Duke is on Instagram. You can find him there. And they run 148 Jets down in the Bay Area, and then work with Operation Freedom Paws. And they are two of the most unique people I've ever gotten a chance to know, but also just incredibly awesome humans. Forget about everything else that they do, just as people and the work that they do in the community. They need a platform to be able to talk and share what they've gone through, because it's remarkable. I mean, you talk about, you know, you want good examples of who to aspire to be like and look up to in this community. And man, I can't think of two people better. I mean, they are so fantastic. So we got them coming in, and we got a few others too, and a couple other episodes up our sleeve that we're going to kind of hold in the back pocket for now. But yeah, I'm super pumped about this season, man. It's going to be freaking awesome. It is a big one. We're coming out swinging big time for season three.
So if y'all can tell the theme of the guests and just the little bit of stuff that we've just shared, this season is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Nothing short of amazing. It's going to be awesome. We are super excited to have you all here. We couldn't do without all the support of all of our sponsors. Big, big thanks to everyone who is in here partnering with us and supporting us all season long. Huge, huge thanks to Pete, just personally for me, for giving me the opportunity to sit in this chair for this season, for season three I'm in. And I am so fucking pumped to be here. And, you know, with Pete in mind, everybody out there, stay safe.
Stay sapient.